Coach, last week, another historic week for your guys. First place in the Princeton tournament for the first time in school history. And like you said, by far the most individual wrestlers that you had that took home first place. So just overall, a really strong week for you guys last week.
Yeah, it's good. You know, back-to-back big competitions with Abe's Rumble and then Princeton. You know, we had the two-week break in between and got some good practices in. And you know, the guys performed well last weekend at the tournament. You know, Friday night got several wins and a lot of bonus point wins. And then Saturday morning, you know, we were able to have a good quarterfinal round and semifinal round and put five guys in the finals. And we were able to get four champs. And like I said, Dylan finished second there. But just really impressed with our guys and how they perform. You know, Preston was the outstanding wrestler, the lightweights, and had a great tournament. Ran through a really tough side of the top side of the bracket, and tech ball all the way through. And just looked super impressive. And some other guys, you know, had really good weekends too. Tidwell, another guy comes to mind, and the way he wrestled through his bracket and beat the Pointer kid from Cole City in semis, and then. In the finals match, beat the Orion kid who's finished one spot ahead of him last year at state. So all big wins and good competitions. And then to have as many places as we did, it was a good thing because we needed them all. And Cole City's right there. You know, they're not going away, and it's going to be a battle to the end.
You talk about Cole City, and that was a team that you ran into in the semifinals at Abe's. And like you said, they're a really good team, and you knew coming in the last week that they were going to be hungry to kind of get a little bit of revenge, so to speak, after Abe's, and you know that there's going to be a potential to see them later on down the road in February. So it was nice to really kind of one-up them once again, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a little different format being the term of scoring. You know, the previous one was a dual meet, and so to get wins in both formats was pretty cool. And obviously, I know that, you know, their coaches are talking to them about things they can do to beat us in February, and they're talking about, you know, being the time that really matters and how important it is. And I think that we've just got to stay hungry and stay focused and not just dwell on our successes. We got to celebrate and enjoy and have fun, and that's kind of what we do. And then, back to work on Monday when we get back into practice and just kind of doing little things to kind of focus the guys and not to lose sight of the big stuff that's still ahead. We've got our goals board up in the wrestling room now, and we're kind of checking them off one by one as we go. And we know that there's still three, four, five goals on our board that we want to check off. So just kind of taking it a week at a time and focusing on those things, I think, helps us not to listen to all the fanfare and people telling us, you know, how great we're doing. And we are, and we're enjoying it. It's been a blast. These guys are special, and they work really hard, and they're fun to be around. But we just got to stay focused in on the things that are important to get us ready for the end.
You talk about having those big goals, and really that's kind of where it starts. You want to start with the big goal, but at the same time you need those four or five little goals to really get you to that big goal. And it's, like you said, it's nice to have those that you can, you know, slowly mark off and take it one step further every time.
Yeah, and I think so much of athletics is about goal setting and knowing the, you know, how to set goals and how to go about things. And whether it be individual, whether it be team goals, we're kind of starting to work with some more guys on some of their individual focuses, you know, whether it's areas of improvement, goals for them, and just trying to get to the end where we're feeling good and ready to go.
Of course, too, you talked about Tyson being the most outstanding wrestler at the lightweight division. With him having the season that he's having and the history that he's had in his 3 years, three-time sectional champion, three-time state qualifier, two-time state champion, for everyone at his weight class, knowing that he has that success and knowing that they want to knock off a guy who has the accolades that he does, what have you been seeing in him that's allowed him just to stay hungry and not let that get to his head?
Yeah, actually, Preston was outstanding wrestler, but Tyson had a great tournament, too. He finished up as a champ and re-wrestled the Cole City kid. You know, the kid was real defensive, and I know sometimes that can frustrate Tyson because he wants guys wrestling back and he's a scorer but good to see a little bit of everything. You know, I'm proud of him and the way he's going about things. You know, it's one of those things where obviously, like you said, with the accolades and the things that he's done, you know, and being committed to Wisconsin and a three-time state finalist and obviously guys are wanting to try to knock him off, but they're also, you know, intimidated too. And that's one thing we talked about this week was, you know, kind of making the V on your chest, kind of putting the work, you know, as far as winning the mental wedge and don't give guys confidence and chance to think that they can beat you. And you just keep your pace high and don't let them think they're in the match. And so he had a good tournament. I thought he did a really nice job. And obviously Preston did too. And then Max, you know, Max, the guy's working super hard to help the team, and, you know, and with kind of being a little bit bottlenecked as far as weights, and super proud of Max and the effort that he's putting in to try to make the team better and give himself a shot to finish the job. You know, he's was second in eighth grade and second last year, and I mean, obviously he's a state champion level wrestler, and you know, and he's working hard to do that. So you know, he wrestled the Imer kid again for the third time and beat him, you know, and so it's one of those deals where it's tough. You know, the more times you wrestle, start to learn each other a little bit better and better. And I think that's one of those things that, you know, we'll just have to keep looking at because we could run into him in the state tournament again. And just got to be ready for any kind of a deviation plan. But I think, you know, we're the better wrestler, and especially on the mat. So I think we can get that first takedown and get on top of him. We're in a good spot. So we'll see. Like I said, we've been around and seen a lot of guys. And I think now it's about just kind of staying healthy and hungry, and like you said, kind of keep focused on our goals as a team, and realize that, you know, the regular season's coming to an end here pretty quick. It's one of those things where it feels like it takes a while, but it feels like it flies at the same time, and kind of a weird thing to say, but I mean, it's one of those deals where you just need to keep pushing for that peak, and then the postseason run will kind of set itself up the way it usually does.
Talked about press for both Preston and Maxon. Those are two guys that have really impressed me all season long. And, you know, how much with those two being so close in their weight class, both of them can wrestle up or down if you need them to. And how much have those two helped each other out in terms of not just making themselves better, but also making the team better?
Sure. I mean, it's an obvious thing when, you know, the more different practice partners you have that can push you and push your abilities and styles. And, you know, obviously, you know, Tyson wrestles one style, and Preston wrestles a little different style, and Max has a little different style from them. And then you got Aiden, who's a freshman there at 106, is doing a nice job of managing his weight as well, and you know, he's really started to figure it out how to take care of himself. And you know, obviously, Princeton's tough when you have to make weight at, you know, 3:30 or 2:30 on a Friday, and then turn back around and make it Saturday morning. That's tough stuff, and those guys, Max and Aiden, were both able to do that last weekend, and I think Aiden finished up in fifth place and beat the Olympia kid again for the third time, and then you know, like I said, Max was able to win the Princeton tournament for the first time for him, and so proud of those guys, and really all of our guys. You know, I thought some other guys had a good tournament. I thought Ross Miller had a good tournament. You know, he's just one that comes to mind. I thought Cole had a good tournament. He was about 2 seconds away from getting a takedown in the semifinals to make the finals over an undefeated kid from Reed Custer. And you know, so he ended up fifth and had a tough semi-wrestle back with the Oakwood kid, who I think is a good kid that's maybe underperformed a little bit this year. So proud of those guys and the way they're going at it. And like I said, just kind of getting everybody to settle in here and staying after the last couple weeks.
Of course, too. It's harder, like you said. I mean, it's any sport, really. It's hard to beat anybody three times, but like you said, Max and Aiden both have been able to beat the same guy three different times. So to do that, especially in a sport like wrestling, where, like you said, you know, the more you wrestle somebody, the more you pick up on their tendencies and you know what how they're wanting to attack you. That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, that's where you gotta kind of diversify things and use one thing to set up another thing and just kind of keep the pace going. You know, I think that's one thing that. You know, I've seen how Preston up there, that like he just kind of kept the pace going, kept things moving, and to the point where, you know, guys don't know what's coming, and if you can get them in a situation where they don't know what's coming, then obviously it's a difficult spot to be in when you got a guy attacking you like crazy. And, you know, when they get into a smooth flow where they're just kind of going from one move to the next, it's fun to watch. And, you know, like I said, I think we had several guys had a good tournament and just got to keep pushing to the end.
Of course, too, this week, able to go 5-0, push their dual team winning streak to, I believe it's 25 now, 23, 25, somewhere like that. But still, I mean, just the way that you guys have been able to continuously just have good dual meets, especially this week with a lot of your guys who haven't gotten a lot of time on the mat, is, I'm sure, it's something that you love to see.
Yeah, with our schedule, we were a little bit in our tournaments, our amount of matches our guys got, we've been a little bit overscheduled. So we had to sit out a few of our guys so they don't get too many matches. They're, you know, limited to 45 prior to regionals. So we kind of did that, and we're able to slide some other guys in there, and they did a nice job. You know, guys like Dion and Eli and, you know, I'm forgetting people. Obviously, Corbin Myers got in there, got to win Tuesday, and, you know, some other guys that haven't seen a ton of RC action, were able to get out there. And then we were able to get some tough matches for our individuals. Obviously, we bumped Pitbull up to 215 against Wood River, and he lost a 2-1 on a penalty point in a tough match. And then he was able to win a tough match against the Island Kid. And so there's been some good things this week as far as that goes. And, you know, I think getting those guys in the varsity lineup that aren't always starters, that could be starters in the future, just builds your depth. And not only does it prepare you for the future, but also hopefully improves your practice room. They have higher expectations for themselves, and they believe in themselves more and what they can do because they've gone out there and got some varsity wins and did a nice job. And I don't want to forget our girls either. They're doing a really good job. They went up to Hoffman Estates this weekend, wrestling on a big 41 or 42 team tournament up in Chicagoland, and it'll be a great chance to see some girls that we haven't seen. And you know, I think it's like, for especially for like Sophie and some more girls that, you know, obviously she's looking to repeat as a state champ and give her a chance to see some girls in her weight class that she hasn't seen and pick up some good competition. So excited for them. Their regional is only 2 weeks away, so it's the week ahead of us. So they'll be going out in the regional here real quick, and proud of our girls team and the way things are growing and improving there.
Of course, do you talk about a guy like Dion, and he's one kid that, you know, Jake and I talked about it during Abe's, how in most years he's a starter for you, but because of how loaded this team is, he's kind of had to take somewhat of a backseat, and it's hard for a kid like that to still show up to practice every day and put in the work. But not only has he done well whenever he's called upon, but he's also, I'm sure, been being a good teammate of keeping guys accountable and helping them make weight and being a great practice partner too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Dion's been a couple-year starter for us. You know, he's got 65, 70 wins, you know, in his career. And you know, a guy like Eli Mabry, state qualifier last year as a freshman. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Not everybody gets an opportunity to be on a state champion team. And we got the opportunity to do that this year. Obviously, it's not going to be easy, and no one's going to give it to us. But we're right there. And, you know, obviously can have the ability to get it done. And, you know, things happen, you know, and, you know, hopefully we can avoid injuries. But, you know, just having those good workout partners in practice is huge. And I think you just got to approach it the right way. I mean, you can say, woe is me, or you can just go in there and compete hard and try to help the team. And that's the one, and that's the thing I love, you know, that there's the individual component, but there's also the team side of things and doing what we can do to help the team be successful.
You talk about the girls team going up to the Chicago area this weekend, and girls wrestling, especially in Illinois, is a sport in the last few years that has really seen a good rise, and I'm sure it's something that you like to see, something that continues to grow.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you started first at the collegiate level, and then, you know, now it's moved into the high school, and nationally it's still growing, and the quality and technique and wrestling ability that you're seeing in a lot of these girls' tournaments now is like night and day compared to a few years ago, where, you know, if you had a girl that was technically sound and physical and knew how to wrestle, they were pretty rare. Now it's getting to the point where it's just a matter of how many girls in the bracket are like that. So it's impressive, and obviously is, the more girls go through youth wrestling and the junior high programs, it's just going to get better and better. The opportunities are out there, and you know, it's exciting to see. And obviously, I feel like it's a great sport for boys and girls. And it's exciting to see that. Just think about some of the girls that have helped break through and grow the sport, and the things they've done. You know, wrestling the boys every weekend, and and now kind of have their own state tournament. And like I said, the first state tournament, you know, it was a couple of years ago when I was there coaching, and was there last year again, and just the growth is tremendous, and the quality of the tournament. So impressive to see, and you know, proud of our girls and the ones that we have doing, and hopefully we get more in the future. I think it's great for our sport, and I think it's great for our kids. And I say I'm proud of those girls and the work they're putting in. They're starting to understand the sport and what it's all about, and how rewarding it is to, or can be, for the hard work you do. And so just kind of keep them pushing. And like I said, they got regionals here in a couple weeks.
Got two more chances to get up more dual team wins over Murfreesboro and Auburn today. So Murfreesboro always a really solid program, a team that always gives you a tough duel, and Auburn's really the same way. So a chance to continue to get better today.
Yeah, obviously Auburn's in our regional, so that's a team that we'll see. They're at Litchfield, they're in our regional, and then like you said, Murfreesboro's got a good program. They've always had good kids and produce state placers, and they got a solid team this year, and finished sixth at Abe's. So expecting a good deal out of them, and a good battle today, and glad to be home. And seems like we've had a good amount of stuff on the road here lately, so nice to be home on a Saturday. And Coach Meyer took JV kids up to Chatham tournament for Chatham JV, and so we'll kind of get a couple of varsity duels in today, and that'll be it.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning, and look forward to seeing you guys get some more matches in today.
All right, thanks, appreciate it.